We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eddie Coleman's brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Every battery for every need. The great one, Eddie C. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. Welcome back. Were you off last week?
I was off. I was at the pool. I was playing a lot of golf.
Good.
I was getting aggravated with the Mets a few times, especially the Mets game. God forbid we let the guy pitch. He's only got to retire 15 in a row with 79 pitches.
I figured that one might tick you off. That ticked a lot of fans off.
Mickey Stengel did it again, but nevertheless. I got to say, but obviously, if you would have told me 2 months ago that I would be sitting here right now, that the Mets would be four games on over 500 and just two games out of the wild card, I would have said that you're delirious. So I got to be happy with the overall state of the situation.
Yeah. Signed on the dotted line, right, as they say. National League best 24-10 since the All-Star break.
So. Right, and they got the third best home record in the league right now behind only the Dodgers and the Cubs, which bodes well because of all these home games.
Yeah.
But I got to start with this, Ed. If the strength, especially when you got guys like McNeil out and Davis is banged up a little bit and your lineup is a little bit shaky, the strength of your team is the starting rotation, and it seems like that this guy can't wait to take these guys out sometimes. It makes me nuts. It makes me nuts, Ed, I got to tell you.
Well, listen, they need standard seven pretty much from their starters, and they, for the most part, they've been getting it. Syndergaard was a little shy this time. He ran out of gas. Wheeler, the last couple, has not, it's not been his best.
No, he hasn't been good.
Mats game, that will drive you crazy. My main problem with the Mats game, while you brought it up, was the end game. It wasn't even so much, I'll listen to a lot of reasons why you want to take a starter out or why and it was a long inning. They ran the bases. Guys hit the ball hard against them a lot the previous inning, whatever. But here's the thing, if you're bringing Lugo in for the seventh and eighth, and just say he goes six up, six down, and he's been pitching well. He didn't that night, but if he does do that, you've got their three best hitters in Acuna Jr., Albies, and Freeman coming up in the ninth inning, and you've got to piece together the ninth. You don't know where you're. It's either Justin Wilson or Edwin Diaz or both. I don't think that's a solid way to go about it. Mickey said, we might score some runs in there. Okay, you might, and then you might not too. So I don't know. That was the end game was the problem for me. That's all. I thought Mats could go longer. I think he probably thought he could too. But you're right. A standard seven or thereabouts, it helps the bullpen. It's obviously calmed the bullpen down an awful lot with guys doing that. So it is their strength, and that's what they have to rely on for sure.
So Lugo is the closer now, right? I mean, am I wrong?
Yeah. No, I don't think you're wrong. I think you will see a lot of. I think you'll see a lot of Justin Wilson to Lugo, so that there'll be occasions maybe when Lugo has to go two, but the thing is if you use him for two, you probably lose him the next day. So if you want him to be a closer and keep him fresh or use him as much as possible, you've got to set him up a little bit. So Diaz, it's interesting to me because Diaz is still pitching the ninth. I mean, he pitched the ninth yesterday.
He had a six-run lead.
The slider was better. I think that's important. If he can get the slider, maybe that'll help because the fastball has been there most of the time. And Familia's been a little better, too. He was better yesterday. We'll see. But, I mean, Lugo, I think, yes, is going to be your closer. You get a tight game, one-run game, I think you're seeing Seth Lugo in there.
Yeah, no, well, they should, no doubt. All right, how about some of the injuries? McNeil, is he going to be off the IL when it's time or no?
I think so. He's getting better every day. I've asked him every day, like on the trip, and he says it's better. It's hard to tell. The only thing that I would say is that he's eligible to come off on Saturday, which is the 24th. They have an off day Monday. If you give him the weekend and Monday, then you're probably safe and good to go for the rest of the year. So I wonder if they'll do that. I don't know. But I'm just saying that it's a possibility that they would have to consider, you know, depending where he is on Saturday. He's eligible, and I think Gesellman is eligible on Saturday to come off. So we'll see when we get there. But he can play Saturday. I mean, he's eligible then. We'll see if he does or whether they hold him through to the Cubs series on Tuesday.
All right, J.D. Davis, day-to-day. I mean, he got the big pitch hit yesterday to tie the game up. But is he going to play tomorrow?
Yeah, I actually thought he would play yesterday because he said he was good to go, but they held him out. And it worked out. He came in, got the big pinch hit, tied up the game, and then had to come out. But I think he should be fine. He's been great this month, sitting, I think, 377 during the month of
tremendous.
August.
Yeah, he's tremendous.
But I think they want to be careful with him. But the day off, I think, is going to help. He's had this before. It's kind of worked itself out. But you can't. Again, you can't afford to lose, you know, guys like Davis and McNeil for a long period of time. So, but I would assume he's going to be in the lineup tomorrow. Yeah,
yeah. Can I tell you what? You know, you look at like the especially. I think it was actually the game Friday night. I mean, I'm looking at the lineup, and this is with a DH. And I'm looking at this lineup, and I'm like, are you kidding? I mean, it's Altair, it's Lagares, it's Nito, it's Guillaume. I'm like, what are we? Are you serious?
They had one game in Kansas City where the bottom of the lineup actually was their best part.
Yeah, the game they went with DeGrom, the game DeGrom pitched.
Exactly. It's light. There's not a lot of depth there. Yeah, no you're right. And that's worrisome. I think the game that Ramos was out, that was, you know, a pretty light lineup as you go down toward the end. So and Ramos has been very good for him too. No,
he's been tremendous. Oh, Ramos. Yeah. You know, he doesn't, you know, Brody doesn't get enough credit for him because, you know, this guy, I mean, there's not many catchers in baseball that have had a more productive offensive season than Ramos has had.
He's been good, you know, and give him credit too because, you know, he kind of got read the riot act, you know, and the pitchers, you subtly threw that message out there too, you know, that they would prefer to pitch to Nito. And he had some work to do, and he did the work. He's better, you know, he's not going to be a great defensive catcher, but he's better defensively and has been recently. But, you know, 13-game hitting streak where he's hitting like .423, Durgan. It's not a cheap 13-game hitting streak. And he has always hit with runners in scoring position. He's continued to do that all year. I think he's hitting .320 right now. So he's been great. And, you know, the RBIs are there. He's certainly produced from that position.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'll tell you, another guy that's actually hit since he's been playing has been Lagares. He's not only is he hit, Eddie, but he's back to playing defense the way he was.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit it on the head. To me, that's the biggest thing, that he looks like the Gold Glove Lagares.
Yes.
From a couple of years ago out in the outfield. And, you know, you ask Juan, he kind of, I mean, he doesn't know, but you have to think that the more regular playing time, I think it's difficult. You know, let's face it, he was basically being used as, you know, put in as a late inning defensive replacement.
Right,
if he got an at bat, he got an at bat. If he didn't, he didn't. But it's kind of hard to get things going. He get an occasional start and you go 0-for-4 and look terrible and then, you know, back to the bench. But, you know, injuries force things, and he's taking the ball and run with it. And I think he's, you know, it's almost more important to me that he be the guy in center field that runs balls down. That's a big outfield at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, and he was great out there. But he's been terrific on that side of the ball, and the offense is a plus with him. I mean, he had a great road trip.
Yeah, no, he really did. Talking to Mets, of course, with Eddie Coleman, and get ready to open up a big series with the Indians at Citi Field on Tuesday night. You know, and how about Rosario playing left field yesterday? I mean, where did that come from, Eddie? I mean, I couldn't believe that.
Well, you know what? He's probably the most athletic player. Joe and
him or Stroman.
Stroman's great too. You know, Stroman, I love Stroman. You know the play. Well, the play on his debut with
in Pittsburgh.
Mets, there was another one in Atlanta. It was in Atlanta on the high chopper when he gathered it in and took it to first base himself. I said, "Whoa, look at that!" But you could probably put him in the outfield for a while. But Rosario's play. I mean, he's taking balls in the outfield. He's shag balls out there because they talked about using him in center field. But he's you know kind of had himself reborn at shortstop. He's been terrific there, but they needed it. And I thought I was getting a kick out of it because he was backing up plays. He was coming in on ground balls and backing up plays. He fielded a base hit, got a fly ball. He knows what he's doing out there. He's a good kid. He's a great kid and works hard, and he can hit. He almost hit 500 on the road trip.
He was great.
I think it was 483 on the road trip.
He's over 290. He's over 290, I think, now, right?
Yeah. He's and he's not just these aren't weak singles. He's lacing the ball. He's hitting with power, so into the gap. He's been fun to watch, really fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And speaking of fun to watch, I mean, Alonzo, I mean, it's just off the charts with Alonzo. And let's be honest, the other night, the ball was a grand slam. I mean, give me a break. I'm watching his game the other night, and I'm this ball, I mean, I never saw the ball not go to the other side of the foul pole. And what kind of reviews were they looking at on that ball?
And, I only saw one review, and I couldn't tell on that review, and I never saw another one. They never showed another one there. So I honestly couldn't tell on that one. Somebody said yes, somebody said no. I don't know. And the bottom line is he got a big hit and
he did.
Got two runs in.
He did.
Altair ran the bases well there and came in for an extra run. But I mean, he's 40 home runs, 95 RBIs. I'd said at the All-Star break that I thought 45. He might hit 50.
He might.
I said 45, but he got 38 games left. And the way he's hitting, he's been fairly consistent. Even when he's slumped, he's come up with some big hits. So he's been terrific. He's been a lot of fun to watch. The only thing you can probably call him on a little bit was
defense.
Trying to play second base.
He's
straying a little too far sometimes. But that's just hustle. You can't kill that. It's hustle. He's trying to get a play, make a play. He's trying to make a play. So you certainly can't kill him for that. He's been fun to be around. He's a great kid, and I don't think anybody expected this. And he's very humble. He keeps it that way. He's very appreciative, and he does some damage. Period. That's it.
And Conforto's had a quietly very good year. He's had 26 homers, 73 RBIs. Had a very. Let's be honest. I mean, he's only hitting in 250s. Who cares? He's had a solid year, Conforto.
It wasn't a great road trip for him.
No.
But prior to that, somebody had asked me what was the key? The kind of offensive resurgence. I really thought it was him because he had been very steady up until that time. He had been very consistent, and that's something that you don't see all the time out of Conforto. He's a little up and down. When he gets going, he can really get streaky and get very hot. But I thought he had been, from the All-Star break to a certain point, had been very, very consistent. And I thought that was a big part, that you had that bat with guys going down and being out of the lineup. You have that consistent bat in there. It really helps everybody else. So, I think he's been a big, big plus, no question.
All right, so they're 24-10 since the All-Star break, which is just mind-boggling when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it's going to – how many wins is for the wild card? You say 87? You think that's going to get you in 87 wins? Or you think you're going to have to get to 90?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to tell with all these teams all mashed together, and you're playing one another too.
Right,
they have a lot of games with the Phillies. They still have games, another series with the Nationals.
Yep, yep.
Atlanta's come back, and then they come back at the end of the year. Now it's hard to gauge those games because you don't know where they're going to be and where the Mets are going to be. But they end the season with the Braves, 3-game series. So
where's that at home?
It's at home. Yeah, they have the Marlins and the Braves at home on the final week. They've got, they've played pretty much 667 ball, and that's what they've got left at home. I mean, they have 26 home games, 12 away games, just two trips, Philly, Washington, then Colorado, Cincinnati. So they've it's hard to gauge. I haven't really fixated on a number, Joe, just simply because it's hard to tell with all the teams bunched together and they're all kind of playing each other right now. But that's not a bad number to shoot for, that's for sure. So that's what would that be? That'd be like 23-15. That
yes,
go, right?
23-15 to get you to 87.
That's not a terrible guess. Yeah, that's not a terrible guess to get there. So I don't know. Hard to say. This stretch here will the next nine obviously
huge.
At home: Cleveland, Atlanta, Chicago.
They need six. They got to go 6-3. They got to win every series. They go 6-3 on his homestand. I'll be happy.
I mean, I think. Listen, if you've got a couple of 4-game series in there, I know they have. 4-game with Arizona. They have one later with the Marlins.
Right.
So, you put those aside. But if you win series, if you can take two out of three each time, or whoever you're playing against, you're probably in pretty good stead. So, we'll see. But they played well at home. And they played a little better on the road. Some of that is the schedule, obviously. White Sox, Pirates, understand that. But they played very well at home all year, and hopefully they can keep that up, and that bodes well for them.
All right, now, so the Indians, for the Indian series, you're looking at Matt Stroman and Syndergaard? Is that what we're looking at?
That is correct, yes. Yeah, that would be correct, those
right.
three. Yep.
All right. It's been fun, Eddie. I'll tell you that. But I got to tell you, but the two things that continue to worry me, obviously, they can't have too many, they can't have injuries because they're not deep at all. And the manager scares me, and I don't care. You could talk to all that you want about Lugo, and then everybody in the bullpen scares me. Everybody.
We'll see. Like I said, if you can get a steady seven, I think that helps the bullpen immensely. If I had an overall thing that, and this scared me about the 2015 team too, even though it was fun and a great run, was defense. The defense worried me then. It worries me now too. It always seems in big spots, key situations, ball finds people who sometimes don't know what to do with it. So, we'll see. But that would worry me overall. But if they can pitch, I think for the most part they'll be okay. And they've got a shot at this thing. You look around the other teams. None of the other teams really scare me. So and with this, I think the good thing about them is that if you get in with that starting pitching staff, you've got. I don't think you just have a puncher's chance. You've got a very good chance.
Yeah.
So that's
right. You're right. Yeah. Now it's been fun, Eddie. It's shocking that we're sitting here talking about important Met games on August 19th, but I'm very happy we are. I'll tell you that.
There you go, and they'll probably last into September too. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Get me into the football season at least, will you?
Without Avery Williamson, huh? That was tough. That was hard. I know.
It's a double whammy for us because not only my team, but he's a great.
Yeah,
spot
that's
on the
right.
Show.
Yeah, he's your guy. Yeah, I know. That's tough. But they'll be fun. I think they'll be fun this year. Yeah. I like the quarterback a lot.
Yeah. No, I like him too. We'll see. Yeah. All right, Eddie, always a pleasure.
Hi, Joe.
Be well.
Talk to you later, bro.
Yep, Eddie Coleman with the Mets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.